This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We have been looking at choices made by people mentioned in the book of Ruth. Naomi had a kind of roller coaster experience. She saw unintended consequences of poor choices. She also saw God's continuing grace to her as she weathered those consequences. She experienced what Paul declared about his relationship with God in 2 Timothy 2:13. If we are faithless, he will remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself. When Naomi returned, she was quite critical about how she felt God had treated her. But God, through Ruth, opened a door of opportunity. Finally, her eyes were opened. Later on, Naomi is seen by the women of Bethlehem as follows: "Praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you without a kinsman redeemer, for your daughter-in-law, who loves you and is better to you than seven sons." When she grants Ruth freedom to find a field to work in, it ends up being a field Boaz owns and is harvesting. The light bulb goes on in Naomi's mind. God might still have a plan for her and Ruth. When her heart locks in on what God is doing and draws on her reservoir of knowledge about love and marriage in that culture, God blesses her counsel. Ultimately, she is redeemed, blessed, and honored by the marriage of Ruth and Boaz and the birth of their son, Obed. As the book closes, it's clear that the unexpected consequences of her slow but sure response to God's love and grace made her a part of God's grand scheme of providing the ultimate kinsman redeemer, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Even a slow response of obedience pays. Choices matter.